Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're going to start from Yud Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. As you all recall, in yesterday's Gemara we had two Lashonos, but basically the Machloikis is the same, according to both Lashon Rishon and the Lashon the Ikad Yamri. And that is, when it comes to Posel Eschach on the top of a Sukkah, what is the minimum shear that passels the sukkah? We had a machloikis. According to the first lashon, it was machloik between the talmidim of Rav in the name of Rav and Rabba. According to the second lashon, it was a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. What was the machloikis? If you have posel eschach at the top of your sukkah, what is the minimum shear that passels the sukkah? So, according to the first Lashon, the Talmid of the Rav said, if you have four tefachim of non-kosher schach, sukkah is possible. Masha Enkin, according to Rabba, it's got to be four amois. Where does Rabba take this from? Because Rabba holds that the din that we learned throughout our Masecht until this point, and that we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, it's not a special din in Doif and Akuma, that if you have Posel Eschach, the first four amois close to a wall, Doif and Akuma says that all becomes part of a bent over wall. But rather, anywhere in the sukkah that you have Posel Eschach, up to, but not including four amois, it'll still be kosher. If it's four amos or more, it'll passel the sukkah. That was a machlokes we had yesterday in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya. So we have a braisa here, three lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Toshima. This is a braisa that we already brought, and we're back on Daf Yedalit, so this is basically Chazara. Sichcha benasorin shel eres. You put a nasar. A nasar means a board made out of cedar wood. You put it on top of the sukkah. Sheesh benabo. If the width of these nasarim was four tvachim or more, divri hakol psula, everybody agrees that this nasar, we're not talking about the sukkah, everybody agrees that this nasar, meaning this board, is posel. Ein ben abo, however, if the nasar is only three tvachim wide, two tvachim wide, then you have machlokes meir, bois Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Now, what's the reason why when it's four tvachim wide we say it's posel? So you'll recall we had back in our Gemara on Daf Yedalid a special din of gezeiras tikra. What's made gezeiras tikra? A person, if in his own private dining room at home, looks up at the ceiling, and he sees at the ceiling that there happen to be these boards of four tvachim wide, and we tell him, Rabbi Yid, now it's come sukkahs, you got to build the sukkah. What's the schach going to look like? The same boards that you have in your dining room. So he says, oh, am I crazy? Why do I have to go and take boards and put it into a new sukkah? I got the same boards on top of me. I can stay in my dining room. I don't have to move. That's the concept of gezeiras tikra. So therefore, you remember we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Without going all through all the details, the point is in our Gemara, it says that if the width of these arozim, of these nasorim, was four tvachim, that standard size, that's the normal size of boards by Yomim Hohaim, therefore, according to everybody, it would be a posel eschach. If it's less than four, that's already machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Yimar the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Umoy de Remeir, Shem Yesh Bein Neser Le Neser. If in between each one of these bad boards, you have Kibuloy Neser, you have the space of space. You know what you should do in that space? Don't leave the space open, but Meniach Pesel Beineim. Go and stuff in that empty space, Pesel. Pesel means kosher schach, from a Lashon Psoilis, Koirin V'yekev, Ukshayim, that'll be kosher. That's what it says in the Braisa. So now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Laman Yom HaBein B'em T'Bein Menatzad B'Dalit Amois, according to Rabba of the first Lashon, Kohen, which by the way is also Rav according to the second Lashon, but according to the Lashon that we had yesterday in the Gemara, that the amount of Pasul Schach, Pasuls, when it's four Amois, the Mishamachin Ksheira, then I understand what a Meir is saying, that even though I have bad Schach called Neser, Nasorim, boards, but since I also have kosher schach, as long as I don't have four amos of non-kosher schach all piled up together, it's kosher. But according to the other view, according to the first lashon of yesterday, arba means four tvachim. That was the talmidim to Rav in the name of Rav. That the minimum shear to go and passel the sukkah is going to be four tvachim. So, why is Reb Meir saying that if I have Nasarim of four, just make sure there's kosher schach in between, in the space? What do you mean? As soon as I have one neser of four tvachim wide, the whole thing is possible. So why am I ksheira? What does it help me that I'm going to pile on kosher schach here and kosher schach there? As soon as I have a possible and neser of four tvachim, it's already possible. So if you're going to hold like four amois, then it makes sense. Make us a rebach to simu bein eder u bein eder, bein neser u bein Nasser, then it'll be kosher because you won't have four amas together. But here you're talking about that four tvachim. Each Nasser is four tvachim. It's a shine and pasels. So what's going on over here? The entire width of the sukkah, and in particular the schach on top, was 8 amos exactly. The neser upesel, the neser upesel, the neser upesel. Mehaigisa. Veneser upesel, veneser upesel, veneser upesel, mehaigisa. What does Igmar mean to say? We have here 8 amois. Everybody knows that an amma has 6 tvachim. So if you take 8 times 6, you get to roughly 48. So let's go and split down the middle. 24 tvachim on right side, 24 tvachim on the left side. And we say, Rabid, you want to make a kosher sukkah? I have an etzah for you. Go and put one neser, which means one board of four bad tvachim, meaning it's non-kosher schach, because of the gzeiros tikra, but one board of four. And now leave space and put in kosher schach of four. Put another neser of four. Put again kosher schach of four. Another neser of four. Another kosher schach of four. So we have now 6 times 4 altogether, 24 tvachim. Start on the other side and do the same thing. The first neser is 4, kosher schach, 4. Neser 4, kosher schach 4. Neser 4, kosher schach 4. What have we accomplished by doing that? What we have accomplished is that all the bad schach represented by the Nasarim are all going to be part of Doifan Akuma. As we know, Doifan Akuma goes until 4 Amos. That 4 Amos, no matter how bad the schach is, 4 Amos causes the schach to be part of a bent over wall. So that I can ignore all the bad Nasarim, I can ignore, they're taka or pasul, they're no good, but I don't care. It's part of the Doifan Akum. In the middle of this chach, I have 4 tvachim of pesel from one side, 4 tvachim of pesel from the other side. Because we started, remember, neser pesel, neser pesel, neser pesel. So pesel is 4 tvachim wide. If I have 4 tvachim wide on the right, and 4 tvachim wide on the left, I now have 8 tvachim. And as we've learned since the beginning of the Masechta, we paskin like the Shammai, that the minimum shear of a sukkah is roishoy, verubay, vishulchonoy, which is 7 tvachim. If I have 8 tvachim, it's mahadrim and a mahadrim. I have more than 7, I have 8. And that's the reason why Reb Meir says, I am moide, then yesh ben neser le neser. I'm like, neser, that's going to be kosher. Because all the bad nasarim guys will all be subsumed under the doifan akuma, and therefore, it doesn't bother me. Don't sit under those nasarim, because you can't sit under a wall. You got to sit under tzach. But I could sit under the middle tzach of 8 tvachim. And therefore, everything will be fine. So finishing off this Gemara, Dabli Shnei Psalim Be'emtza, they Kehechsher Sukkah Be'emtza, and that's why it works, and that's why it's kosher. So the Gemara started off figuring, I have a knockout kasha on the Mandiyomer that says Apostle Sukkah passes with four Tvachim. The Gemara says, no, it's talking about a special Tvachim and Akuma situation. But Emerson, it could very well be the Apostle Sukkah passes by four Amos and not for four Tvachim. In other words, we have no raya from this Braisa either way, whether it's four Tvachim is the minimum or the four Amos is the minimum. So we start a new shit. Yes. You use Doifan Akuma to the maximum that you need. Once you don't need it, you stop it. You use the Doifan Akuma until you hit the four kosher pesel on the right, and until you hit the four kosher pesel on the left. So you've used of your 48 tvachim, we're going to use up altogether 40 tvachim, which regardless whether they're kosher or pasul, they'll be subsumed within Doifan Akuma. 20 tvachim on the right, 20 tvachim on the left. I have now that's 8 tvachim there in the middle. I don't need Doifan Akuma. I only need Doifan Akuma to kasher a potential schach pasul problem. I don't have a schach pasul problem if I have the kosher 8 tvachim of kosher schach in the middle. So that kosher schach will be great. You're saying to yourself, but where are the tefanos? Where are the walls? The walls are so far away. As long as the walls are within 3.9 amas, then it's fine. And that's in fact the case. Because I only have those other 20 tvachim. 20 tvachim gets you to 3.5 amas. So therefore that's subsumed in Doifan Akuma. I move the tefanos to the schach. And now we have a wonderful, beautiful sukkah of 8 tvachim on top of schach. Good. Yes. If you sit under the Nasser, you're not Yoitzer. If you sit under the Nasser, if the Nasser is part of the Doifan Akuma, it's like sitting under a wall and not sitting under
the Sukkah. I'm talking about the Emsa Sukkah, and it's according to Shmuel, your apostle, the Arbitrach. That's an Arbitrach. We had the Machlokes in 3 and 4, I guess that was the Machlokes. According to
Rav. One second, with the Machlokes yesterday. You know, you have to be careful when you say Rav and Shmuel. There was one Machlokes Rav and Shmuel back on Daf Yedalid. There was another Machlokes Rav and Shmuel yesterday in the second Lashon. Instead of talking about Rav and Shmuel, let's go and talk about four Tvachim and four Amas. According to the Maniyama that says four Tvachim, as soon as you have four Tvachim of bad Schach in the middle of the Sukkah, that passes the Sukkah. And therefore, assuming that you're talking about a Sukkah Kitana that wipes out the Sukkah altogether, they only have seven Tvachim, three of the Tvachim is Pasul Eschach, no good. If you had 2.9 Pasul Eschach, that's less than Lovud, you can be mitzarfet with 4.1 of Kosh Eschach. 4.1 and 2.9, I got a beautiful Sukkah of 7. If you have, however, 3 Tvachim of Pasul Eschach, your Sukkah is worthless. On the other hand, what happens if you have a larger Sukkah? Most of our Sukkahs are 10 feet by 10 feet, and you have these 3 Tvachim there down the middle in your Sukkah. So you're saying to yourself, okay, does that pass on the whole Sukkah? So the answer is, it really depends where those 3 Tvachim are. Let's assume that they are right in the middle. You have a 10-foot Sukkah right in the middle. You got 3 Tvachim Apostle. I say 3. 4 Tvachim Apostle Eschach. So if your Sukkah has 4 walls altogether, then you should be okay, because you look upon those 4 Tvachim as if you've split the Sukkah into 2, and now you look at the right Sukkah and you look at the left Sukkah. The right Sukkah is left with 3 kosher walls, and since we started with 10 feet, 5 feet, well, we've still got plenty of schach, plenty of kosher Sukkah, you're fine. Same thing on the left hand side. But what happens if, for instance, you pushed all of the posel schach towards one end, and you only had 3 walls? You didn't have 4 walls, only 3 walls. Now by dividing in between the sukkah, guess what? The left hand sukkah, you still have 3 walls. The right hand sukkah, you only have 2 walls. Oy. Now you'll be in trouble. Unless, of course, you have the benefit of Doifan Akuma. But if it's a wide sukkah and you don't have Doifan Akuma, then the remaining right side of your sukkah, assuming it was only a 3-wall sukkah, if you cut it in half, then it only has 2 walls on the side and it'll passel that whole part of the sukkah.
Either way, you won't be able to go under those 4 tvachim.
Either way, you won't be able to go and sit under the 4 tvachim, because the 4 tvachim is passel eschach. Good.
According to Rav, that you have four amos.
When you say Rav according to four amos, that's according to the second lashon. Because according to the first lashon, Rav was four tvachim. That's why I'm trying to avoid Rav and Shmuel, so you shouldn't get confused. But fine. Four amos. Four amos. Right.
That just doesn't make it possible. But I thought everybody said that is more than four tvachim is possible. Now, the current listener, the second listener, it's not possible.
If you have posel eschach, if you have posel eschach, whether posel eschach posel the sukkah depends on what the quantity of the posel eschach is. If the quantity was four amos, kuli alma moided, this is a posel sukkah. If it's four tefachim, that's already a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, or committed to Rav and Rabba, depending on the two lashanis. Okay. And even when it's four amos, it doesn't necessarily passel the entire sukkah. Because if you have a sukkah which is 50 amos wide, 100 amos wide, so underneath the four amos, of course, I'm sorry?
The more you're saying four amos.
Yes.
What's it talking about? You're just saying it's in the middle of the sukkah. According to Rav, it's contrary because it doesn't passel the sukkah.
According to the lashon of Rav that holds four tefachim, if you have four amos of posel eschach, it's a zicher posel. If you hold according to Maniyama that four amos posels, then if it's only 3.9 amos of posel eschach, the sukkah is still kosher. It's a machloikis between Rav and Rabba or Rav and Shmuel, depending on which lashon. Getting back to me, you're very welcome. Back to the Gemara. Until now, we've been discussing at some length about the minimum quantity of posel eschach. Now let's focus on avir. Avir, as you know, means when you have empty ear space at the top of your sukkah, which is not filled with either kosher schach or non-kosher schach. It's just an open ear space. What is the shear that posels there? So until now, we've been speaking about that the shear is up to, not including, 3 tvachim, meaning up to 2.999 tvachim of ear space, it's still kosher. What's the reason why it's kosher? Because of the famous halacha of lavud. Lavud tells you it's less than 3 tvachim, it's as if I close up that space with virtual schach, and it's closed up. You and I look upon it as being open, but the halacha l'moshe v'sinai says, no, if it's less than 3 tvachim, it's closed, it's full, and therefore it doesn't pass. So we're going to focus on that now in greater detail. Amar Rabbi, Avrish loyshe besukah gedoyla umiatoy ben bekonim ben bishpudim have a miat. Says Abai, what happens if I started off taka with space of 3 tvachim, and then all the rabbis come and say, hey, you got a posel sukkah, you got 3 tvachim of open avir, it's going to destroy the sukkah. But it's a sukkah gedoyla. Sukkah gedoyla means that it's more than the minimum of 7 tvachim. It's 4 amos, 20 amos, it's a big sukkah. Okay, so what do? I don't want a space of 3 tvachim. It passes. So I'm going to fill it up. I put an either konim, which means kosher schach, like reeds, which are kosher, or shpudim, which are non-kosher schach, and it's no longer 3, it's only 2.9. Zokti gemara, zokti baya have a miut. That's an effective miut, that I no longer have 3 tvachim, now it's down to 2.9. And therefore, if I have another 10 amos of kosher schach, everything will be great. Because since it's less than 3 tvachim, then it's going to go, we'll have the rule of lavud, and lavud will say that it's as if it's filled up, and therefore there's no longer this 3 gap. I only have a 2.9 gap, and 2.9 is goodish. So it's going to be kusha v'yusha. On the other hand, by sikik tana, I had a gap of 3. Remember, he's supposed to have sukkah k'tana means 7 by 7. So he has a gap of 3. If he had a gap of 2.9, it wouldn't be a problem, because you take 4.1 of good kosher schach, 2.9 is love, it is less than 3. 2.9 and 4.1, I got 7. Gishmak, no problem. But what happens if I have a full 3? Okay, so I want to go and reduce that now to 2.9. If I put in karnim, have a meat, that's effective. I'm down to 2.9, 2.9, 4.1, 7. Ah! It's a sukkah made in heaven. This is givat. But what happens if I fill up that three space by putting in a couple of shpudim? Shpudim means a spit made out of metal, and therefore now down to 2.8, 2.9. Loyavamiyot, it's no good. The white talk is it no good? After all, why don't I say the same thing? Lovud, Zokrashi, because how did I go and reduce this three by putting in parcel ischach? And so therefore, says Rashi, what difference does it make whether it's empty space or whether it happens to be parcel ischach? Bottom line is now I have a mokum choshev of three tfachim of psul. Either psul because I have parcel ischach, or psul because I have airspace. That undermines the integrity of the seven. I have to have a minimum of seven. I only have now four. Four is not the luch has got to be seven. And even though four is roiv of seven, nevertheless, it's Rashi, since I have three together of psul, whether it's psul ischach, Apostle Avir, that undermines the whole thing and destroys it. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi's further down than where we are in the Gemara. It's about halfway down the Omud, a little bit past halfway. Bishpudim lo havikam. Let's go to the previous Rashi. Sukkah Ktana, Shishiura, halfway down. Sukkah Ktana, Shishiura, Mitzumtum, it's seven Tvachim. Bikonim havimiyot. Tiamrinan lovut, ve'en kan Avir. However, bishvudim lo yave miyot, biyavagav the loy mizeh, v'loy mizeh yeshir lipsul. In terms of ear space, three is the minimum, and I only have 2.9. As far as the shvudim that passes either before tvachim or for amos, and all I have is one or two shvudim, miyot kim the ika gimel tvachim bahadodi. The nafki mehechsher sukkah, since I have three tvachim together, which are all bad, bad, bad. They're bad either because they are schach posel or because you have avir. Chashiv v'apin of shayu, it's a choshev v'zach v'lemistarven b'hado la'ashluma l'shiura. And therefore, I will not use the 2.9 of remaining space to say, well, I got 4.1, and I got 2.9, and make love. No, here you don't say love it anymore. The reason why you don't say love it is because it's not 2.9 of space. It's 2.9 of space and one of shput. The two together are three. So even though they are different shiurim, but it's a, like the Gemara said yesterday, it's a mokum hafloga. It's a psachoshev a rushus b'fnei of three tvachim, and you only got four. The less of the shiur is sukkah, so you have to have seven. I only got four. So the whole thing is posel azei zog abai.
Didn't you say yesterday that choshev mokum is four tvachim?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying three
svara. That's true. The Gemara is using the same svara of a makam choshev both for the four and for the three. You're right. Until now we said that the minimum choshev a makam is four. I should say over here it's also four. So Tabai, no. Because the makam psul is three, that undermines the whole thing and destroys it all.
So only because the sukkah ketana would be a sukkah ketana, we would need to have, everybody would agree that four, we need four to pass it. So ketana, three ready passes.
And the minimum hechsher sukkah is shiva tvachim or shiva umashu?
Shiva tvachim. There is a Rashi that says shiva umashu. In fact, two Rashis, and Marsha and all the other Meforshim ask Kashis on the Rashi, and they all say either it's a mistake, or I think the Pnei Yeshua tries to give up the Hezbollah. But throughout the Masech, it's seven Tvachim. But there is a Rashi yesterday. If you remember when the Gemara was having the dialogue between Rabbah and the Talmid of the Rav and Abaya, he said, if you go back to yesterday's Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, looking back at Yud Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the top, Umle Abaya. Ulamar nami nihidlo yishavu shiurayu b'sukkah gedoyla b'sukkah mitana mihidlo yishavu shiurayu by sukkah tana, the two are the same. What mean the two are the same? The shear of the avir and the shear of the bad schach is the same. So if you look at the Rashi, what means mihidlo yishavu shiurayu? That was about a quarter down the amud. Says Rashi mihidlo yishavu shiurayu al korchach echad zeh v'yechad zeh poisla hamach be shloish etvach. So you see, by sukkah tana, three tvachim is a makom choshev. Why? The kiven the nafik mitoris loved choshev levitzure leshiur de sukkah. Once we left loved goes from 0 to 2.9. Once we're now at 3, now it's a choshev b'shir to go and undermine the shir, the minimum shir of the seven tvachim that you need by a sukkah. So we had this svar already yesterday, and now the Gemara concretizes it in the form of a baya, that therefore I mitzdarif both the ear and the batzrach, I got three, the sukkah is no good.
It's a baya l'shitasi.
Oh, there was baya yesterday also, l'shitasi, very good. So my son Benzin is explaining that yesterday was also a baya. So you're ashamed. So you have baya on both amudim here. Talking more about it. Now a new concept. V'hani milim menatzad. Av be'emtza pliyi barav achav ravina. What does that mean, hani milim menatzad? We keep on saying that avir's three tvachim, avir's three tvachim, avir's three tvachim. We always assumed until now, avir's three tvachim, no matter where you put it in the schach of the sukkah. Because it's not only a din in schach, it's even a din in the fanois. The din is up to 2.9999. We have a loch l'moish v'sinai, a din of lovet. Three, you're ready in trouble. Zokti Yomara, when do I say there's a din of lovet? Zokti Yomara, v'hani milim menatzad. If you're starting off from the doifin and you have 2.9 airspace, then you say the din of lovud al v'emtza. If the airspace is smack in the middle of the schach, pligi barav achav ravin is a machloikis. We never had this machloikis until now. This is brand new. Rabbi is a machloikis where the lovud helps in the middle of schach, or only if it's at the wall. Chad omar yesh lovud be'emtza. One holds yes, yes. Love it applies everywhere. Top, bottom, side, makes no difference. Less than three tvachim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, close it up, and it's as if it doesn't exist. It's as if it's totally full. No. You don't say the din of love it. You only say love it if it's on next to the wall. In other words, according to this Mandi Omar, when you're talking about ear space, it's similar to the concept of doifin akuma. Not exactly. What I mean, by doifin akuma, everybody agrees that you have four amas on the next to the wall. If it happens to be four amas in between, this is already machloikis. That was yesterday's machloikis, where there's four tvachim, four amas. Until now, we assume lovud is whatever, you know, up to three tvachim, 2.99, lovud, and it's closed up. Says him, no. Just like by doifin akuma, the four amas got to be next to the wall. The lovud of 2.9 has got to be next to the wall. If it's next to the wall, you say lovud. In the middle, you don't say lovud. Talk to you tomorrow. My time the maniyama yesh lovud be'emtza. Now, although the Gemara uses the expression my time, the Gemara doesn't give a time. The Gemara just gives a makor from a brisa. Where's the makor of this maniyama, the yesh lovud be'emtza? He said to Sanya, we learned this back in Masechtas Erevin. What happens if you have a mavoi she'enu mefulash? Mavoi she'enu mefulash means that you have three walls to this mavoi. What we would call today a dead end or a cul-de-sac or no outlet, whatever they call it. So you have three walls. Minatoyra, three walls is enough. Kuli al moid, it's beautiful. Gabi Shabbos, and anybody living there is living inside a Rishus HaYachid. However, the Chachamim were concerned that it looks like a Rishus HaRabim, because after all, people are passing by in the main street where it's Mavi Mefulash, everything is open. They don't realize it's Mavi Mefulash. They see inside a Mavi She'ena Mefulash. They don't realize that it's a Mavi She'ena Mefulash. They see an Erlach Yid, Rabbi Yankov Smith, who has a beard from here down to the ground, and they say, ooh, their Erlach Yid, if he's carrying here on Shabbos, apparently there's no problem carrying. And they will get carried away. And they're going to go and carry even in the main street where it's totally mefulish for Nalazayt. So therefore, to make sure that people don't make that mistake, you have to put up either a koira or a lechi. A lechi is a vertical pole. A koira is a beam across the top. How does a koira lechi work? Either mishum heker or mishum machitza, like we learned back in Masechtas Eid. Now, this koira has to go from one end of the mavi to the other, meaning you're entering into the mavi, the right and the left. You have doorposts showing this is the beginning of the mavi to the right and to the left. You have to have now a koira that extends. What happens if you couldn't find a long enough koira? You have a koira hayoitze mikoisel zeh. It starts off from the right, then the gas mikoisel acher, but it can't get all the way to the left because it's just too short. Or v'chein shtei koiroi. So you have two mini koirois. Achas yoitze mikoisel zeh, one from the right. V'achas yoitze mikoisel acher from the left. But they cannot reach each other. There's an ear space in between. Tzarchas Mishloi Shein Tzarchla B'Koyra Acheres. If it's less than three, you don't have to bring another Koyra. You know why? Because a Lavud, we're going to deem these two Koyras as if they have super glue and they're attached to each other. But if the space in between the right koira and the left koira, there was three tvachim or more, no good. You have to bring a brand new koira. What are you telling me? That if the space of 2.9 between the two koirais, it's good. Why is it good? After all, didn't you say lovud has to be min hatzad? Is the charai from this price that you can have lovud even ba emtza shtar karai? The other man here said, the whole concept of putting up a koira is a drabbana. I mean, I told you these are three perfect machitzais. No, here we're talking about shuki diaraisa. Shuki diaraisa, you don't say the din of lovud unless it's menatzad, not in the middle. Okay, so my time the mandiyama ain't lovud b'emtza. Now, I bring a makoyer to the other mandiyama that we do not say lovud b'emtza. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is the Gabi Hilchois Tumah. We have a house, and in the house, in the ceiling, there is a skylight, which is open. It's not just a window, it's open. And it's tefach by tefach. And unfortunately, in the house, there is nebuch, a mess. And that causes it to be an oil hatomei. Okay, so arubis of bayis, what we say, tefach. Tumah bayis, if there's tumah inside the house, not under the aruba, but to the right, to the left, anywhere else in the house, but not underneath this skylight. Kuloi tomei. Anything inside the house is going to be totally tomei. Why? Because it's an oil mess. However, mashu b'kineged aruba, if there happens to be a person or ochlin or kalim directly underneath that aruba pesach of tefach al tefach, then it's tohoy. Why is it tohoy? Because it's not mahil on that item. That item that's directly underneath that tefach of open airspace, there's no oil ames. So therefore, anything directly underneath it will be tar. Okay. Tumma keneged aruba. What happens if the tumma that we're talking about is a kazayis min ames, it's directly under that aruba, then kolabai is kule tar, then everything is tar. Why is everything tar? Because there's no oil on the mess. It's directly under the rekiah hashemayim. It's open. So everything in the bayis is tar. Now the Mishnah in Masechtas Eicholis repeats the same halacha again, here even if it's not a Poseach Tefach, and it's really word for word the same. Ein Baruba Poseach Tefach. You have the same skylight, the same opening in the roof, but it's less than Tefach by Tefach. Same thing. Tumu Bebayis, if there's Tumi anywhere else inside this house, Keneged Aruba Tohar. Anything which is lying directly underneath this aruba, even though the aruba is only 3/4 of a tefach by 3/4 of a tefach, but in the maizid there's no oil on top of it because it's open air space, it'll be tar. Tuma keneged aruba, what happens if you have the tuma directly underneath that skylight, the ksayis menemes, even though it's not tefach al tefach, kol habayis kuloi tohar, the whole house will be tar because I don't have an oil mess over the mess. I have open air space over the mess. So the chayyid halacha is exactly the same. Why is the Mishnah telling us one case of tefach al tefach and why another case of less than tefach al tefach? Says Rashi, you got to look it up in Masechtas Eicholis. There are differences, but they're not negeya to our sugya, and therefore our Gemara doesn't go into it. But what do I see from that Mishnah? I see that although we're talking about a tefach al tefach or even less than tefach al tefach, clearly that's less than 2.9 tefach. If I hold the din of lovud, I should go and say, look upon that tefach as if it's totally closed up, as if there is schach there, as if there are boards there. If that's the case, then I do have an oil. I don't have a physical oil, but I have a virtual halachic oil based on lovud. It's directly over the mess. It's not open area. It's less than 2.9. Lovud says that the whole thing is full up. Soi bazoi habacharai that we do not say lovud be emtza from yad yana mishnah. The idach, the other man, Yom said, ah, don't bring me a raya from Tumah. Shani Hilkas Tumah, the Ochin Kimir Elohu. After all, the whole Indian of Lovin is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai is only the Gabi Shabbos and Erevin and Shukir, but not Legabi Tumah. Legabi Tumah, there is no such thing that you go and close up the space, but rather if you have a Pesach Tefach, or even less than a Pesach Tefach, that's enough to protect you that you do not have an oil. You don't have virtual oyholos for Hilchos Tumah. You do have virtual schach for a sukkah, for Shabbos, for Erevin, but not by Tumah. Okay, good. Nu shtiku now. Dorish of Yehuda Brevi Loi. Bayish Nifchas, V'sikech Al Gabav. What happens if you have a Bayish Nifchas? This is the emes in the same halacha that we had in the Mishnah yesterday. You have a regular, normal house. Unfortunately, it was a big storm, and it made a hole inside the ceiling, and now you have a big, big hole there on top of your dining room, and you're thinking, you know what, I would like to use this for sukkahs. So you fill up that hole with a whole bunch of schach. Says Rav Yehuda, Rav Eloi, that's kosher, it's kosher, you know, no problem, everything is fine. The truth of the matter is, we said that in the Mishnah as well, but it depends, because every sukkah has to have not only kosher schach, but it has to have defanos. Where are the four walls? The four walls on the outside of this dining room, but it's not directly under the schach. How can I move the walls to directly underneath the schach if the space between the doifin and the schach is less than four amois? So then I will deem the rest of the ceiling, which is still remaining, as doifin akuma if it's less than four, 3.9 amois. Okay? It's doifin akuma. Now I have a beautiful defanos. They're funny looking. They're L-shaped, upside down, L's or race shaped. They don't look like your normal doifin, but you have defanos and you have schach in the middle. Kosher sukkah. That's what it said in the Mishnah yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Eloi doesn't go into detail. Rabbi Yehuda Eloi just says, "Bai shenifcha sichal gavdus cheder kosher yush." Everything is fine. I'm the fun of Yomer of Doisi. Rabbi Parish, Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yehuda Eloi, explain yourself. Tell me which case are you talking. Is this universal in all cases or only some cases? Nizot zokta psapirish. So said Rabbi Yehuda Eloi, Kach Pirish Abba. This is what my father, Rabbi Eloi, taught. Arba Amois, if the space between the opening in the ceiling and the wall is four Amois, it's possible, because you don't have the benefit of Doifin Akuma. But Pachad Mi Arba Amois, it's less than that, it's 3.9, Kisheritz Kosher. Since we had this discussion, the Gemara has another discussion between the same Mandi Amram on a totally unrelated sugya. Torah Shviyud of Eloi, Avruma. Avruma, says Rashi, is a min dogim ktanim, small fish aloch, which are kosher. Meaning, like sardines. Sardines are kosher, nothing to worry about, everything is good. Now, what would be the shaila? As we'll see from our Gemara, the shaila is that in some rivers, swimming together with these small fish aloch, you also have small non-kosher fish that are swimming around, and the problem is the two are indistinguishable until you do a chwaisa bedika, very very careful bedika, to make sure that they have snapper for kaskesis. So in certain rivers these fish would go and roam, would swim around without any non-kosher fish. You didn't have to be boidik. As soon as you caught one of these small fish, like these sardines, it's kosher, you don't have to even think about it. In some rivers, however, attached to them in the schools of fish, he had some non-kosher fish. And then you got to be noivus. So talk to you more. Torah Shabbat Reviloi Avru Masharia. These small fish are kosher. Again, Amal Afan Rabbi Shobar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Parish. Explain where, when, what are the circumstances? So he answered him, Kachom Amba Azid Gezok Mein Tata Rabbi Loi Shomokim Ployni Asura. If you find the Avruma fish in this particular river, Mokim Ployni, possible. Also, why is it also? Because of those non-kosher fish that swim around. It doesn't mean that it's really that it's non-kosher. It just means it's also unless you go and check every one of these small little fish that it should have snapper vikaskeses. Shomoka Pliny, however, if you bring me off for the other place, that's kosher. No, the Muteris, for the last 100 years, you've never found non-kosher fish in that river. You don't have to worry. The Gemara explains in greater detail. Kihod Yom Rabbi, Haitzachanta, the Bav Nahar. Tzachanta is the name of this Avruma fish, or another similar small dogim tanim, the Bav Nahara, of the Bav River. The name of the river was Bav. Sharia. You're allowed to eat those tzachanta. You don't have to be boy the kid. You can assume they're all kosher. My time, what's the reason why? Maybe it's because the Bav River has very, very fast moving tides, and it's Goshnel.
Rapids.
Rapids. Oh, Shkoyach ben Tzir. The rapids. Vaidag, Tomei, Kim the Les, the Chutashever, Le Matikoyim, and the non kosher fish. One of the simonim of these non kosher fish, these small ones, they didn't have a Chutashever, they didn't have any backbone, so the Matikoyim, so they couldn't exist in the river, and that's why you can assume all the small little fish, look, they're all kosher. A small little fish which doesn't have a chutashedra just cannot be machzik ma'amat. It cannot exist. But that cannot be. Look, a chazin and the koi. I know of other rivers which are also have rapids, schnell, and it's full of these non-kosher fish, these small little non-kosher fish. So obviously that's not a riot. Elamishim the malichimai. Oh, it's because Bab Nahara is not regular water, it's salty water. Salty water, and the high dog tummy, even the less like kilfi, since it doesn't have the klipois, meaning it doesn't have the kaskeses, doesn't have the scales from the outside, le matzikoi, because the salt gets into them and it ruins them and it kills the fish. I find the same non-kosher fish swimming in the Atlantic where it's all salty water and they survive very beautifully.
The word tinayu, says Rashi, means the bottom of the water. Rashi uses the expression tit, I believe. He is there, Rashi.
Oh, four lines from the bottom. Shkoyach ben Tzion. The like marbi tinayu dag tummy, a tit shall oisin nohar magdal umashrit shkotzim uramasim. In the English, in the article, they type it silt. S-I-L-T. I guess silt must be the earth that you have the bottom of the riverbed or the ocean bed. Anyway, it's not friendly to go and be mashritz, shkotzim, and mosim, non-kosher fish. It only allows for the flourishing, the blossoming of kosher fish, and therefore you don't have to worry. And that's what, when Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi said, Avrum Asharia, that you don't have to be boidik, you don't have to check, it's talking about Azabav Nahara situation, where everybody knows for the last 100 years there have not been any non-kosher fish, not because it's rapids, not because it's salty water, but because the silt on the bottom of the river just doesn't allow for the flourishing of non-kosher fish, and therefore it's kosher. Ravina said, this is all today, theoretical and historical, but in today, the Shafki Nahar, Eson Nahar, Gamdala Hassam. Unfortunately, there are feeders that feed into Bav Nahara. One river is called the Eson River, the other one is called the Gamda River, since they feed into this Bav River, and they bring with them the non-kosher fish. Asir, now it's Asir because of the emigration of the non-kosher fish into this Bav Nahara. Okay, no shtickle. Doki mar itmar. Sika chagabi achsadra sheyesh la petzimen ksheira, she'in la petzimen abai amak sheira, v'rova amak psula. Now we had this about the sika chagabi achsadra already yesterday in the Mishnah. What is an achsadra? Achsadra is a porch in front of a house. And the porch, explained Rashi yesterday in the Mishnah, only had a ceiling to it. So you have these country houses, you want to go into the house. Before you get into the house, you have this large ceiling protruding from the wall of the house, protruding outwards. There are no walls, maybe they have one or two poles to hold it up, it shouldn't fall down, it shouldn't collapse. But otherwise it's totally open for all four sides. And that obviously, that's possible, you can't use that. But you know what? We have a chotzer, which is surrounded on all sides by houses on all three sides. And each one of the houses has such as a protruding ceiling. And now the airspace of the chotzer, where you walk through the chotzer back and forth in between all of these houses, I have a wonderful idea. I'm going to unite the entire community that will have one large, beautiful sukkah. How am I going to do that? I'm going to go and take schach, large bamboo sticks, which are going to extend from one achsadra to the other achsadra, line up the entire chotzer all the way till the end, and I'll have three walls from the houses from all three sides, and I have the achsadra which are going to hold up the schach. Is that good? Is that bad? So we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, it depends how wide that ceiling of the achsadra is. If it's only 3.9 amos, Rois, no problem, because I'm going to look upon that ceiling of the Chzad as if it's a continuation of the house. It's a doif and akuma. Then put your kosher schach in the middle, and I have dafanis from all three sides. I have schach. Kibaldik. However, if the achsadra happens to be four amos or wider, that ceiling, that tikra of the achsadra, if it's four amos or wider, then I got a problem. Because then the schach in the middle doesn't relate to a defanis. I don't have any doifin. I'm missing my defanis. So that's what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. What happens if the Echsadra, besides having the tikra to it, this person wanted to make sure that Chas Shalom it doesn't collapse? We know what happened in Florida recently. So what does he do? He puts up tzimin. Tzimin means he puts up a bunch of poles under the Echsadra to hold the Echsadra up, to hold the tikra of the Echsadra up. Okay, now how many poles did he put? Rashi said he put up enough poles from one end to the other to hold it up, but in between one pole and the other, there was less than three tefachim of space. Oh, less than three tefachim, they have lovud. So even though he only had five poles, all five poles, the whole thing is full, because each in between the poles he had 2.9 tefachim of space, lovud, give out. So now, don't look upon the wall of the house being your defanis, look upon these ptsimen being the defanis. These ptsimen are to the front of the ceiling, of the tikra, so it shouldn't fall down. Fine, so these are going to be now almost directly underneath the schach, so I'll have a perfect sukkah. Givaldik. There's no problem. What happens if you don't have those poles? So you only have this extending tikra. Ooh. Now, it doesn't say about the fact that it has to be 3.9. According to Bai, it sounds like it makes no difference how large the Echsadra is, even if it's 4, even if it's 5. That's a problem for my Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to ask that Kashem Yetz Hashem tomorrow on Daf Yates Amud Aleph. We're not getting into that. We're assuming that there's no Mishnah for our purposes. All we know is Abaye says it's kosher, Rabba Amas is possible. What's this one? Abaye Amak Sheik. On to the Amud Beis. Amrinan Pitikra Yoyre this Soysein. We say that the Pitikra, now what's the name of the Pitikra? Pitikra is talking about the Tikra of the Achsadra. That four Amas, five Amas, whatever that is extending from the house, we look upon the very edge as if a magical curtain comes down, a virtual wall comes down, and therefore I have now walls on all sides. We don't say
never.
Oh, that's a good question. And we don't even have this concept of Pitikra Yoyed Besoysim until now. I don't remember even talking about Pitikra Yoyed Besoysim. So Rashi, back on Dav Vav, when we introduced the inyan of the din of Lovud and the din of Good Achis and Good Asik, said that that's all part and parcel of the same halacha. If you want to look back at the Rashi, back on Dav Vav Amid Beis, right before... we'll get to that in a moment. The Imbokimba remembers the Machloikis Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, if you have a mitzvah, Machitza Tluya. But let's put that on the side just for a moment. But getting back to here on Vovo Medbeis, you see where you have the right before the two dots. I would say it's about nine lines from the top of the Amid. So Kimara Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda El Rameya Mayikal Meimar. So Tameya Kiasoi Hilchas and Halacha Lamoishim Sinai comes to tell you, good, Lovud and Doifan Akuma. Well, Lovud we've spoken about, and Doifan Akuma we've spoken about this morning at length. The Lovud you have up to 2.999, as if you close up the space. Doifan Akuma up to 3.99 amos next to the wall, you close up, then it's kosher. Now there's in also good. What's my good? Dugrashi, good. Rashi, a few lines, a couple lines higher. The good. That sometimes they have to have the wall going up or the wall going down. Keep going. Oh, our case. Keep going. Achsadra bibika. That's, we're going to see that in a moment. The rinimba pitikra yoyin besoysim, that you say that the pitikra comes down. So that's the same concept of the good achis, that the wall is coming, that you have a virtual wall coming down. It's not a real wall, it's a halachic wall. Says Abaye, that's enough to go and establish a kosher sukkah.
at the edge of that tikra. Tikra was fine. And by the way, Rashi says that the thickness of the ceiling of that tikra, of that achsadra, I should say, the thickness of that achsadra has to be at least, of the tikra of the achsadra, has to be at least one tefach wide. Not everybody holds that way, but that's what Rashi says. Then it has a achashivas, and then you have a magical curtain coming down, pitikra yori besaisim. That's according to Abai, but not according to Rav. So only Rav Labai, lididoch according to you, damas pitikra yori besaisim. Afel hifchis doy benem tzoi, you should say the same thing should apply. Now what is Rav asking? Rav is asking a very elementary question to Abai. What happens if you started off with a sukkah of three walls? By definition, you have one wall on the right, one wall on the left, and one wall in the back. Now, that's fine. It's a perfectly kosher sukkah. It's more than 7 by 7, 4 amas, 10 amas. I give out the sukkah. And then, guess what happens? We have schach all the way on top. These are parallel bamboo sticks, or parallel mini boards, not four tvachim, one tefach each, or two tvachim each, whatever, from beginning of the sukkah till the end of the sukkah. And then, unfortunately, a wind came by, a storm, and the back wall came tumbling down. So I only have now two walls, one on the right, one on the left. It's possible. You have to have three walls. Says Rabbi rhetorically to Abaye, why don't you look at that final piece of schach, which is all the way there at the end, which was previously right next to or on top of that third wall, but it's still there. Look upon that schach as if pitikra yori besaisim. I got a third wall. Not a real wall, but a halachic wall based on the concept of pitikra yori besaisim. Amli Rav Labai, lididoch the amas, pitikra yori besaisim. After the hifchis doy venam toy, even if the middle wall fell down, collapsed, kodesh, it should also be kosher. Amalei, says Abai, in this case I would agree with you that it's possible. You don't say pitikra yori besaisim. My din l'chabahi, tehavale kimovi hamafulash. What does he mean by that? Because look at the two walls. You can now walk straight from the front of the sukkah to the back of the sukkah and just keep on going. The traffic will keep on going. If you remember, we had such a concept in Masechtas Erevin. The person made Pasei Birois. Pasei Birois means he had that bar to draw water on Shabbos. So he made those four Diyomdin in the four corners. Says the Gemara, but be careful. It shouldn't go, the Rishus HaRabim shouldn't travel through. Because osi rabim umavatul mechitza. If the rabim can travel through, it's mavatul the entire mechitza. Says Imar, the same thing over here. Once the third wall falls down, and you only have two walls, take out the table, take out the chairs, then anybody and everybody can just walk through the sukkah from one end to the other and just keep on going. I don't have to walk around the sukkah, just straight through. It's like osi rabim umavatul mechitza, even though technically we do have that back wall, pitikra yori besaisim. Nevertheless, since everybody can walk through, it's like a movi mafulish, not mavish, a movi. Just uses that as a marshal, that since it's such an easy thoroughfare, the whole thing is batal mavutal. Here you don't say, you don't have the benefit of pitikra yoyed besoysev. So if you look at Rashi right in the middle, Maidina lecho bahi, says Abaya, the kimen de aver pasuach lenegdoi, since it's now open in the front. Open in the back. It's avir on both sides. Dami, it's similar to Mavim the Foolish. The also in the Kapandria. Kapandria means a shortcut. Now everybody can just travel through. They don't have to walk around the sukkah. Just get straight through because the whole thing is open on both sides. Here I wouldn't say that I have the din of the Pitikra Yoyi Vesoysim. So where did I have the Pitikra Yoyi Vesoysim? That was talking about a community where you had this large chotzer and you had three rows of houses from all sides. So here it says Abaye, here you do say that there are Pitikra Yoyi Vesoysim. Why? There's Bikias Rabim. There's no Bikias Rabim because since it's a cul-de-sac, you have that big sign on the outside, dead end, you can't go through. I can't go through. See, even if you say people can't go through, it's not a mumma foolish, it's like a mumma shayna foolish. Here, however, it's like a mumma foolish, and therefore it's no good. So Timur Lema by Virova Beplukta the Rabbi Shmuel Kamif. The Khoira have an identical machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel. The Itmar, Achsadr Vika. What happens if I put up an Achsadr? An Achsadr we spoke about until now is a porch in front of a house. Now the Achsadra is like what they call a gazebo.
What's a gazebo? It's similar, if you will, to a chuppah that you have by a chasana, that you have the canopy on top, and you have four poles on the sides and the corners, and otherwise it's totally open on all four sides. You can just go straight through. So it's an achsadr bika, four poles, canopy on top. Are you allowed to be metaltal underneath the canopy? Not from the achsadra to the right and to the left. In the achsadra itself, I have the canopy on top. A machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's the machlekes? Did machsadra bika Rav mamutal taltu bekulu the amri and pita kriyori v'soyser. Rav holds it all four walls. There are no walls at all. I look upon the canopy on top, that ceiling on top, as if it comes down on all four sides. I now have four virtual walls, which Pitikar Yorid Besoyisim, and it's Kusha V'Yushim. Well, Shmuel Omar, Eim Metaltum Bo El B'Dal Rami. He says, Shmuel, oh, no, no. The Lemrin Pitikar Yorid Besoyisim. You don't say Pitikar Yorid Besoyisim, and therefore you can only carry in Dal Rami, because you don't have four walls. The Kenish. It's no better, no worse than a Risha Saravim that you can carry up to four amis. So it's like Risha Saravim, even though it's a Bika, it's not a Risha Saravim, it's probably more like a Carmelist. But it makes no difference. Up to four amis is everybody holds, you can go and carry everywhere, not a problem. However, they have the problem of you don't have a pita kriyor v'soysim. Ah, so Rav that says over there that you say pita kriyor v'soysim is like a bay over here. And Shmuel that says you don't say pita kriyor is like Rav over here. It's a chay, the machloik is a bay of Rav, the same machloik is as Rav and Shmuel. Says Yimar, I'll leave it to Shmuel kriyam aloi pligi. According to Shmuel that holds you do not say pitikar yoyer v'soysim over there, you certainly don't say pitikar yoyer v'soysim over here. What's the certainly? So we're going to see this svar in another moment on the Omer Aleph. Because when you're talking about the achsadr bebikah, and you're saying that the wall should come down pitikar yoyer v'soysim, the canopy on top, the ceiling on top is intended for the achsadra. By extending it downwards on all four sides, you're extending the achsadra for purposes of the achsadra. Say Shmuel, I don't buy into that. Rav holds it, I don't agree. You don't say the walls come down. Is madach these walls which are intended, these halachic walls, which are intended for the achsadra itself, because they're a continuation of the ceiling of the achsadra, you don't say. Is al ach is kama vi kama. Here, when we're talking about putting up the schach on top of the ledges, on top of these protruding tikras in front of each one of these achsadras, the tikra, when it was built, wasn't meant for a sukkah. The tikra was meant for the porch towards the house, towards the other side. I want to go and say, pitikra v'yosin, that now new walls are coming down, not for under the achsadra, from outside of the achsadra, that empty space in the chotzer. Allah is kam v'kam, I don't say pitikar yoyer v'soysim. And so therefore, everybody would have to agree that a baya that holds pitikra, he has to hold like Rav, and Rava has to hold like Shmuel. There's no way around it. Hipligi, however, where we could say is, aliba de Rav, we could say, according to Rav, that baya k'rav, me and Rav, we're on the same page, that what pitikar yoyer v'soysim. For Rava amalach, ad kam likom Rav hosam, I can hold like Rav as well. I don't have to be pigeonholed that I only hold like Shmuel. I can even hold like Rav. Why did Rav say over there that you have Pitikra of the Machitza Achsadru Davidi? All you're doing is now you're completing the Achsadru that you started off with. You put up four poles, you put up your ceiling on top, now halachic walls, and now you have a full-fledged Achsadru. And the walls are Achsadru walls intended for the Achsadru. I could hold that too, says Rav. The reason why you made those tikkurs, you didn't make the tikkur to go and build now outside halachic walls for a sukkah. If you're telling me you're going to make halachic walls to have an achsadra, like the achsadra itself should be ashtekudish siyachid by putting down walls on all sides, that I could live with. But to put outside walls for outside the achsadra, dusha nisht loy, and so therefore, according to Rav's concept, that everybody can hold like Rav, sai abaya and sai rava. Okay, we'll stop over here. Rabbi Say, any questions? Hearing none, Mietzvah will continue tomorrow morning, Mietzvah at 8 o'clock, from Tanan, fourth line on Yotessa Mid Aleph. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Say. Great to see all of you. Zat Yaben, Zat Yisrael.